Hachette Audio presents Red, A History of the Redhead. Written and read by Jackie Collis Harvey. Includes a Mac and PC compatible PDF of supplementary material. Dedication. This one is for Mark. Introduction. The study of hair, I found out, does not take you to the superficial edge of our society, the place where everything silly and insubstantial must dwell. It takes you, instead, to the centre of things. Grant McCracken, Big Hair, 1995. I am the only redhead in my family, a situation with which many a redhead will be familiar. My mother, now grey-haired, was blonde, was still a blonde, well into her 70s. My father's hair was dark brown. My brother is also blonde. My brother's kids have hair that shades from brownish to blondish to positively Aryan, yet mine is red. When I was little, it was the same orange colour as the label on a bottle of Worcestershire sauce. With age, it has toned down to a proper copper. It is not carrots, nor ginger, nor the astonishing fuzz of paprika I remember on the head of a girl at school, a child with skin so white it was almost luminous. I'm not quite at that end of the spectrum, but I am red. It is, with me, as with many other redheads, the single most significant characteristic of my life. If that sounds a little extreme to you, well, you're obviously not a redhead, are you? Red hair is a recessive gene, and it's rare. Worldwide, it occurs in only 2% of the population, although it is slightly more common, 2 to 6%, in Northern and Western Europe, or in those with that ancestry. By comparison, somewhere between 16 and 17% of the population of the planet has blue eyes, and 10 to 12% of the population is left-handed. Roughly 1 in 10 Caucasian men are born with some degree of colourblindness, while 1.1% of all births worldwide are of twins. The incidence of albinoism worldwide is roughly 0.006%. In the great genetic card game, the shuffling of the deck that has made us all, red hair is the two of clubs. It is trumped by every other card in the pack. Therefore, for a redhead child to result, both parents have to be carrying the gene, which, blonde or brown-haired as they may very well be, they can be carrying completely unaware. So when a baby appears, with that telltale tint to its peach fuzz, expect many jokes and much hilarity. For all my toddlerhood, my mother would
Sample complete. Ready to continue?